Hi everyone, my name is Eric Lennon, and thank you for coming to this week's episode of Redcast. I have with me Steph, who's on our nonprofit team. Today we're going to be talking about her experience at the Dreamforce 2016 conference. So we did send a few of our consultants off last week, and I brought in Steph to talk about her experience and share with her her knowledge of all of her learnings.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So last week we talked about five campaign ideas that you can start on right now. If you want to watch that, go ahead and go to our YouTube video, or if you want to watch the listen to the podcast, go to iTunes or Stitcher to download those. So why don't we just jump right in? Let's talk about what was the big announcement at Dreamforce this year.
Oh, I think the big announcement had to be Einstein for sure. And it was really interesting because Einstein, you know, it's not out yet. We don't really know what it's going to look like when Einstein is really available to us. But the technology and what they're working on is so exciting.
So that's a little bit of a safe harbor.
It is safe harbor, yeah. We don't know what Einstein's going to look like, but it's going to be awesome. I'll give you one example. It's almost hard to understand what Einstein is. It's AI. That's the big catchphrase, artificial intelligence, it's a little bit hard to really quite wrap our heads around yet, I think, what Einstein is going to do for us, but there was many examples, and you can go watch maybe the Einstein keynote that's out there on the Dreamforce channel to learn a little bit more. But here's just one little example. Let's say you are a packaging company. And so you are targeting people who might need packaging. And let's say a lead comes in to your Salesforce, and that lead is a CEO at a manufacturing company. So if they're manufacturing something, maybe they need packaging. And so Einstein might give that lead a very high score and be telling you that you need to be looking at this lead because this is a real hot prospect. But here's the thing, you never told Einstein that you're a packaging company. You never told Einstein that CEOs are the people that you need to talk to. Einstein is able to look at what you're doing in your Salesforce and figure out things that maybe even you hadn't really known about your business.
Interesting.
That's the pitch. It's really exciting. Something to keep our eyes on. Like I said, it's not out yet, and we don't really know what it'll look like in terms of being an add-on piece to Salesforce, or how it might be integrated into what already exists in Salesforce. But it definitely was the big announcement and a lot of excitement around what artificial intelligence is going to bring to the platform.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. And we'll keep you posted as soon as we do know more about Einstein. It is a new feature, and we don't know if it's going to be an add-on, a standalone. But once we do know more and Salesforce starts to release that, obviously we will be the first to present that information. So stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm.
So next one I want to get to is, what was your...
I did have one more just in terms of announcement. So Einstein is kind of the forward-looking, the big idea, but really kind of here in the real world of Lightning. We've known about, I think Lightning was probably the big announcement last year, right? Last 2 years, it's been kind of the...
Yep, last year was the big one.
Yeah. And so I think last year, when Lightning is the big announcement, when something first comes out, it's still a little bit conceptual. And this whole last year, that's kind of been the reality with Lightning, I think, that we know about it, we're playing with it, and only just barely are some real orgs starting to get into Lightning. This coming year, Lightning is going to start to become reality for all of us, I think. And I went to a session on kind of Lightning roadmap, so a little more safe harbor here, where these are things that are not released and in reality yet, but they were talking about things that are planning to come out in just imminently in the winter release and then in the spring release. And without going into a lot of detail, I could see that a lot of the gaps are getting filled in these next two releases. Things that where we've looked at Lightning before and said, looks cool, but no thank you. It's really getting real now, and those gaps are getting filled. It's going to become just as good as the classic interface that we know and love, and better. There's some really exciting things, and the things that have been missing are being addressed. So I think that was another
good,
really important learning. Yeah.
Okay. Was that the two big announcements then?
Those two big announcements, yeah.
Okay. So how about your biggest takeaway then?
One of my biggest takeaways, as Eric mentioned, I'm on the nonprofit team here at RedPath, so I was paying a lot of attention to things having to do with nonprofits using Salesforce and the Nonprofit Success Pack. As you may know, as you know, Eric, it's recently was rebranded from Starter Pack to Success Pack.
Mm-hmm.
And that rebranding, you know, it's, what's in a name? It really does reflect changes that have happened with mm-hmm. the Nonprofit Success Pack. Over the last year to 2 years, I'd say the Salesforce Foundation has devoted just really unprecedented energy and resources and development to the Nonprofit Success Pack, to the point where it no longer is just a starter pack. It's not just a bare bones foundation for a,
mm-hmm.
for a
like
nonprofit.
It was in 2.0.
Like it was.
And then now we have 3.0, and every couple of months you're seeing all these awesome enhancements are being
every
introduced.
2 weeks.
Every two weeks,
they're
oh, wow.
releasing enhancements to the Nonprofit Success Pack. Yeah, so just, let's see, I have a good list of things that we've already seen just in the past year, the addition of volunteer management to the
mm-hmm.
Basic Success Pack,
yep.
The ability to better track matching gifts, honor and memorial gifts, attributing partial soft credit is now possible. And then brand new within the last, it was just before Dreamforce, they released the new engagement plans and levels. Which is a really exciting new way to score your constituents, make kind of an engagement plan, track that engagement plan, and really, really take that moves management
sure.
and constituent management to a new level.
Would you mind going a little bit deeper on that? Because that's a little bit of kind of the marketing automation bit of it, in a way.
Yeah. Well, it is brand new. It came out
yeah.
the week before Dreamforce, so I haven't been able to get my hands dirty yet. But what I've seen is that it makes it possible to score your accounts or contacts based on really any criteria. So really obvious out-of-the-box criteria might be their total gifts.
Yep.
But you may have other, a nonprofit may have other less obvious criteria, you know,
mm-hmm.
depending on what realm they're in. They might be
Absolutely.
Interested in a number of volunteer hours. Might be a, someone might get a higher score. They might be a gold, silver, or bronze volunteer person.
Mm.
They might be a gold, silver, or bronze
So the possibility is endless on
endless, really, yeah.
yeah.
And then based on those, based on however many scoring levels you want to set up, they might have sort of an ultimate score.
Hmm.
And based on any of that, you can set up an engagement plan that, that can be easily replicated. So anytime someone reaches silver level, for example, an engagement plan is automatically generated to them for them and assigned to the right person to manage that engagement plan.
Sure.
For example, with activities or whatnot.
Got it.
That's what I know so far. I can't wait to play with it a little bit more. So that's what's just come in the last year, and they're not done yet. So with this roadmap session, they talked about filling in the gaps that they're aware of that are still there with the Nonprofit Success Pack. A really big one that I think will speak to any of my nonprofit listeners would be the ability to easily plug into online giving and have that flowing right into your NPS.
Much needed feature.
Absolutely. One more that I'll highlight is fleshing out campaign management for nonprofits. Mm. With my nonprofit clients, we tend to use campaign management a whole lot and in very flexible ways. In some ways, unlike the for-profit world where it tends to be, you know, marketing campaigns, with nonprofits, we're getting into events and all kinds of goofy things with campaigns. And given all these really kind of flexible and diverse use cases,
yep.
there are some gaps when it comes to nonprofits using campaigns. And
Absolutely.
So they're really looking at beefing up that feature for nonprofits.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I'm glad that
yeah.
there's a lot of push and a lot of great features coming out from that session, and of
mm-hmm.
course, things to be looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. You bet.
Would you say that would be your favorite session that you attended?
That was an exciting one because I know it was talking about things that I'm going to get to play with, you know, just in my everyday work-a-day. One of my other favorite sessions was one that I got to go to was the User Group Leader Summit. That was actually the first session I went to. It was bright and early on Tuesday morning. And I am one of the co-leaders of the Twin Cities Nonprofit User Group, and I'm just turning to my page of notes. And it was a really exciting time because there was about 200 user group leaders from all over the world in one room first thing on Tuesday morning at Dreamforce. And it was a really fun time because user group leaders are some of the more passionate and, I don't know, excited, I guess, Salesforce, what would be the word?
The brand ambassadors, in other words.
Yeah, we really are. We're people who love Salesforce and have kind of made a hobby out of it in user group leadership. So it was really fun to feed off the energy of other people who also get a kick out of leading those user groups.
Cool.
Some things I learned there are 382 user groups, Salesforce user groups, in the world today, all over the world. There were people, there were leaders in that room from South Africa, all over Europe, Australia, really everywhere. And it's,
and put that in perspective, we have three in Minnesota?
Definitely three.
Yep. So we have the for-profit Twin Cities user group, the nonprofit user group,
right,
the developer user group,
right,
and then I think the partner user group, technically, does that count as one?
The partner user group may count as one. I'm not sure. They might be their own thing. I'm not sure. Another one that actually counts, that Salesforce works with, is Women in Technology.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. So we have one representation there in the Twin Cities. So that's five Minnesota, and you got 382 user groups across the world. That's pretty massive.
Yeah, and I guess what I would just say to Redcast listeners is if you haven't plugged into that local user group, or if you're not local, your user group wherever you are, it's such a fantastic resource.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not a... the nonprofit user group, for example, is not a Redpath event. They're all Salesforce events. They're not marketing. They're not sales. They're a Salesforce resource that's there for you. And, excited people like Eric and myself, who just really like Salesforce,
yep,
we show up to those events. I help lead one. And it's not about selling you anything. It's about,
education, 100%.
Helping you use the platform,
mm-hmm,
and sharing with each other. And I find it to be valuable to myself as a consultant, but I see the value for the users that come just so much. So
cool.
I get excited about user groups.
Awesome. So last thing I want to end on is what advice would you give to someone that's thinking about going to Dreamforce for the first time?
Yeah, man, for the first time, good luck.
200 some thousand people this last one?
I heard 170,000 attendees, and then maybe if you counted everyone with every role at the event, it would easily be over 200,000. The campus, if you will, is across the Moscone four event centers plus, I don't know, 6 or 10 other hotels and event locations within about a square mile. So I think the first day I walked 12 miles before the day was done.
Hmm.
Don't do that.
Or do, but get a hoverboard.
But really, my advice would be to have a plan. That's the only way to... Because otherwise, you cannot conquer Dreamforce. You cannot do it all in 1 year. In order to measure your success and know that you've had a good week, you have to have a plan so that you can get to the end of the week and say, I did it. I achieved what I came to do. My plan this year, for example, it was kind of three parts. I was looking to see what was going on with the nonprofit world, Nonprofit Starter Pack, and how nonprofits were using Salesforce and learning there. To learn more about Lightning and where Lightning was going and how I was going to be bringing that to my clients in the coming year. And to look at some content for my Cloudy blog. So that was kind of my three goals, and I kind of made a plan to approach all of those, and felt like I had a good week. I'll tell you, if I go to Dreamforce again, I've got one more goal, and this might connect for someone too, thinking about going to Dreamforce, is I found by the end of the week some of my most, I think, productive and meaningful conversations. The networking opportunities that I had with people that I know, air quotes, like app vendors and people at other organizations, people within Salesforce that I communicate with on the Success Community and the Power of Us Hub, when I'm getting support, you know, when I'm emailing info@appvendor.com. Yeah. And these people that I've maybe exchanged many emails with and even had phone calls with, and it's always just kind of at that service level. Dreamforce gives you an opportunity to meet those people and, you know, put a name to the face and strike up a relationship, which I think can really carry you through some of, you know, when you're back in the virtual space. Having that person-to-person connection can be really important, really cool.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your insight, Seth. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for everyone for watching and tuning in for this week's Redcast. Again, check out YouTube to see more of these recorded videos, or if you just want to listen via podcast, we're on Stitcher and iTunes. We'll catch you next time. Thanks.